M-E-O-T-A. 9 decades of celebrating a birthday is what Genevieve Russell was doing at a big family gathering in Hafford last week. She and Jordy, deceased husband, have 5 daughters and 1 son. They, with their families, were in attendance. "This is a great milestone, Genevieve. Wishing you many more birthdays to celebrate." Meat draws are a good fundraiser in Yuma, Aries, and perhaps other places in the United States. Generally, tickets are 3 for $1 and most people purchase at least that amount or up to as much as $10 for 1 draw. At the Disabled Veterans chapter where I attend, there are 7 draws for 5 assortments of meats. 1 strip of 3 tickets gives a person 5 chances to win meat. The last 2 draws include a large tray of meats and vegetables. I volunteer selling 50-50s. People of all ages come for approximately 3 hours of entertainment during an afternoon. 3 weeks ago, Lorna and Russell Buziak, their daughter Jolene and Brennan Strain and their 4 young sons vacationed to Disneyland. The children were enthralled with the popular rides and experienced all of Disney's magic. Touring Universal Studios was also a big highlight. Ken and Polly Rogers are once again grandparents to a newcomer named Miles Lane. This bouncing baby boy's parents are Ty and Jamie Ligers. Fresh fish fry, anyone? Come to Thickwood Hills Wildlife Federation's annual fish fry on Saturday, April 8, starting at 6 p.m. This function takes place in our community center. Admission is $20 for adults and kids 12 and under are free. After supper, the awards presentation will be held. Colleen Wicks, along with her husband, has resided in Spears for a number of years. She is a great volunteer with many committees and reports that live theater this last weekend was successful. When Bullfrogs Sing Opera is a comedy with a cast of 7 and was directed by retired Hafford school teacher Linda Paulo. It was a real hit with the crowd. This is an annual fundraiser for the Spears United Church and Community Recreation Board. They have been hosting live theater for 27 years. The annual plant sale in Mayfair is on Saturday, May 27. The time and location to be announced. Puzzle Exchange will be an ongoing project at Mayfair Library. The next coffee get-together is slated for Tuesday, April 18 from noon until 2 p.m. April is Autism Awareness Month in honor of all adults and children who are living with autism. Most school-aged children are fortunate to have an educational assistant with the classroom teacher to give them a decent education, as everyone deserves to get.